Allen, Brett Ehrlich, and Ambria Allen. I need to share a story because I have not shared it yet with anybody, and I need to get it off my chest.
Do it.
Thank you. So I live in an apartment, and we have a gym in the apartment, and it's a really shitty gym. I'm gonna be honest, it's gross. Like, if you've seen my Instagram stories, like, it's dingy carpet. Like, there's nothing really works, but it's like a space that I can do my aerobics. You know what I mean? And things like that.
We all need that space.
I know, it's a safe space for me. So I've been on the treadmill a few times, and there's this older man, probably in his 40s, who is very aggressive when he comes into the gym. And so he's come up to me while I'm running on the treadmill, asked me to take my headphones off, and he's like, how much longer are you gonna be on there? And I'm like, 15, 20 minutes, like, I don't know, like, I'm not running for days. Like, I'm just on there trying to get my sweat on.
Get some cardio.
Yeah, exactly. So he's done stuff like that. And I've been in the gym with him 3 times now where he's on the elliptical. There's a TV in the gym and he brings his own DVDs. No. And he plays Game of Thrones out loud. But I've been in the gym with him 3 times in the past year where he played The Red Wedding. Like, that's all he watches. It's weird. He gets off and gets his sweat off The Red Wedding. Isn't that so bizarre?
I hate that. That made me creeped out. Yeah. That was a good story.
So, wait, it gets better.
I want to take a moment right now to say that is a really creepy specific thing to freak me out.
And it's DVDs. Who has DVDs? he's a killer.
There's something going wrong. Yeah. So the other day, I come into the gym and he's in there, but all the lights are off. So I assumed our lights are on a timer. So I assumed he was done with his workout. Like, his timer went up because it's only an hour timer. And I assumed his workout was over or whatever. So I walk in and I was like, I turn the light on and I'm like, hey, how are you? And he looks at me and doesn't respond. And I was like, all right, whatever. Not everybody's a hayer. You know what I mean? Not everybody's into the hay. So he comes over. I'm like setting up my workout station. He comes over, grabs the weights that I put in front of me to take them to his side. And I was like, all right, well, I was gonna use those, but whatever. Like, I didn't wanna make a deal. And then he goes to the door and turns the light off. And I was like, and he goes, I prefer the lights off. And I was like, well, and he goes, is that okay? I was like, sure, but it would have been nice to ask. And he's like,
I prefer the lights off. Well, sir, people don't.
Yeah.
People prefer the light on.
So then I got a little sassy. And so I was like, okay, well, I'm gonna put my music out loud. Is that okay? And he was like, I prefer if you didn't. But this motherfucker puts on The Red Wedding all loud every single day. So I was like, as long as I get my music on before his Red Wedding, I'll be okay. And he had headphones. So he puts headphones on. He's so mad. He's like, has his headphones on, watching The Red Wedding. And I'm like playing my music off this. You can't even hear it. You know what I mean? And he keeps on the elliptical. He keeps looking back. And he's like,
this is what?
He's so angry. It is so bizarre, and he just puts his stuff all over the gym so that nobody else can use it while he's on the elliptical. Like, he doesn't want anybody else in the room.
Do you have an apartment manager?
That's a different story.
Oh, well, but, so yeah. No allies there.
No allies.
She's a literal troll.
He needs to be cussed out.
She'll help you, but you have to answer 3 questions.
This is not your gym. This is not your gym. You need a membership.
Yeah.
Or you need to buy a home and furnish that.
Yeah, you need to buy a home. I wanted to say to him.
But he's bullying you.
He is. That's what I thought it was. I was like, I wanted to say something, but I got nervous.
Yeah.
Because I'm not as brave sometimes when I'm not on camera like this. Like, in person, sometimes I get a little shy. But I want, he has this adorable little girl. And I was like, can you imagine if your little daughter went into a gym and an older man told her that the lights had to be off while they were working out in there?
And watching the red wedding. Watching some murder.
He has this adorable little girl. She's made of porcelain. And he puts her up against the back wall as he works out.
It's just creepy.
This is the creepiest story.
I don't know what to do about it. And he's my next door neighbor too.
That's bad. That's all bad. You gotta move.
I gotta leave California probably.
I think an answer might be a Kickstarter for $29 a month to get her over to LA Fitness.
Yeah, you gotta go to another gym.
Why do I gotta be inconvenienced because there's a creep in my gym? He needs to deal with the lights and he needs to put headphones on.
You just implied you weren't already inconvenienced by a creep in the gym.
Very true.
Yeah, I think if you feel uncomfortable like insisting that he follow some regular society gym norms, like put your headphones on and you gotta have the lights on. It's a safety precaution.
That's weird. That's what was weird to me.
Like, don't do it. It's like the people who, you know, play loud music on like public transportation. It's like, what's
wrong? Here's what you do. I also think this might be a help. Is to go to FedEx office or whatever the hell it's called and print out like a very official looking gym rule sign. And
make
when he's home, when he's not there, go and put it up.
And put red wedding. You put no watching red wedding.
And just at the end, yeah, no.
It's so, like the first time I saw it, I was like, oh, maybe he said just that part.
Like note.
Like, and then like the second time I was like, this is weird. And then the third time I was like, oh, this is a thing. This is a thing that he does.
I hate that. Like,
right?
The red wedding, for people who don't know, is like the most, like I skipped that episode.
I've only watched it once. I've watched a lot of Game of Thrones over, but I watched it once and like even thinking about it or when they've played it in the like last season on Game of Thrones, like what's happened before and you see some of the footage there, I mean, it just
What do you
regicide?
What do you need to get from? He's strange. Like that's what it is. And I don't know that like usually with strange people when you try to either like force works, you know what I mean? Because they're trying to intimidate you, or they're strange and nothing you do is going to avail that situation.
Gyms are weird.
Yeah.
Gyms are
and
weird.
It
people
doesn't
say weird.
Sound like that one's worth the effort of
except that it's like
convenient.
In my apartment.
How many square feet are we talking? Like bigger than this room?
No, it's smaller than
smaller.
This
like it's a small.
It's a small
there's no like
little
it's
thing.
Like a hotel
there's
gym.
There's like
type deal.
There's like one treadmill, one elliptical, and like a few free weights.
I'm with Ambria. Move.
Yeah, or get contentious and see if that works. If you feel comfortable.
Give my
or when you're going to the gym, put a wedge under his door. He can't get out. Lock him in his house.
In his house.
I mean, yeah. That's
put
what
like
you
a
do.
Big like chair in front of it or something.
Or just start screaming the whole time that you're running.
Yeah. It's really weird. Is he in shape? That's sidebar.
No.
Okay.
You have to out creepy him.
That's a good strategy.
But I feel like I'm already like it's like I understand you want to use the gym, but he's a first of all. Oh, second part. I can't believe I forgot this part. His wife works at the gym.
Oh, he's married.
Yeah. So why can't he go to that gym? Why do I gotta switch?
Because his wife works there.
Because his wife is like, you are the creepiest person in any gym. You cannot come to work with
him. He brings his own like personal fan to put on the thing so he doesn't perspirate.
Ew.
I don't like him.
Yeah.
You gotta make a choice. You gotta get out. Or I say try a couple of things, and if they don't work, then get out.
Because
then you'll have no choice.
Turning the lights on.
Yeah,
you got it. What happens in season 8 of Game of Thrones?
I like the note idea though. I like the official letter because the management won't do anything.
I don't know. I've had like a bunch of packages stolen. The management's like, well, you know, people steal things.
Yeah,
get a ring.
Stop wearing short skirts.
It really works.
Yeah, but whatever. I won't go into my apartment drama. But it was just a very weird experience. And I was very flustered by it. And I was very uncomfortable. Like, I was very unsettled by it. Because I was like, first of all, it's so rude. And then it's creepy. Do you know what I mean? It's like, not only are you completely ignoring the fact that there's another human sharing the space with you, but this is like, you need to recognize that you're like this old dude who's turning the lights off.
Yeah, I think he's trying
to get you
to
work out.
Not come. That's why I'm like, stand your ground. But then I'm also like, how much energy is this worth?
If you can,
maybe I'll come back to you guys and tell you which one.
Yeah, we want a progress report.
Yeah,
2 weeks.
Yeah.
Bring a microwave down.
Okay.
And microwave some fish while he's in there.
But then she's got to be down there.
No, because here's what happens is if this is your plan.
You've already worked out.
You're like, I know.
I know.
I know the smell of my fish. I've had that.
No.
It's a fish that you like. It's your dinner.
Working out is already unpleasant. Like, you don't want to make it worse.
It's not about being pleasant. It's about winning.
Yeah.
You have to
winners.
Win. This is why I don't work out.
Well, that's a good point. I know. It's dissuading me as well. I'm not
gonna figure it out, and I want an update.
All right, I will give you guys a progress report. And if you guys have more tips, please let us know, because I could really, really use it. All right, guys, thank you for tuning in for this post game. Thank you for being members, and we'll see you guys tomorrow.